Welcome to Let's Chat. Hey, I'm Grace Frank, and today we have Dan Beaulieu here, a loan consultant in investing in real estate. Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your loan consulting program is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having me back on your show.
Yeah.
It's like to be here. So I primarily do hard money loans, and that term can be interchanged with, you know, private money lending. It's essentially just loans for investment property that move really fast, and they're asset-based more than they're based on the borrower. Mm-hmm. So we don't get any tax returns, W-2s, income verification, anything like that. We primarily say, do you have a good deal? What are the numbers? Okay, do you have enough cash to do the deal? Okay, perfect. Here's the money. Next week, right? So we can move really fast. And so the reason why somebody would want to use funds like this, when you're getting a good real estate deal, it usually means it's moving really fast. Fast real estate is cheap real estate, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we get good deals.
Right.
Say, oh, I'll give you, you know, 20% off if you can close by next Friday, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So we are able to make that happen for the investor. And it's usually a easier option than dealing with a bank. And we can actually lend with zero down, which is a little bit crazy.
That is crazy.
But since it's asset-based, if they're getting a really good deal, then our collateral is there.
Right.
So we're not really concerned with how much skin in the game the borrower has. Mm-hmm. It's just how good is the deal. If our loan-to-value is still good enough, you know, below 70%, then we'll lend with zero down.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you'll do residential deals, multifamily up to four units.
Correct.
And what are you seeing right now out there? Are you seeing good deals from investors?
There are some good deals, always. Uh-huh. There's always been good deals. There's always motivated sellers. There's always going to be motivated sellers. Mm-hmm. The investors that target the motivated sellers directly with their marketing always have really good deals. The newer investors that are just getting into the game, they're maybe working with an agent, making offers, stuff that's on the market, right? We know that drill all too well.
Yeah.
If they're buying wholesale deals where they're taking off all the meat off the bone type of thing, those aren't so good, you know? And when we get the appraisal back, it's typically, you know, no surprise to us, but a big surprise to the investor. And they usually will, unfortunately, walk away from the deal. But it's there to protect them and make sure they're not getting into a, you know, a bad deal. So there's good deals right now. There's bad deals happening. And that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
I will say in this market condition, there are less deals happening overall. We see a lot less wholesalers, you know, putting out their deals on Facebook and, you know, all the social media groups and everything like that. There's not a lot of people going around at networking groups right now with flyers for their deals that they're selling that used to be very prevalent.
Very prevalent, right? Yeah.
we're just not seeing that anymore right now. So the new guy getting into the game is like, well, where do I find a deal? This all sounds good, but like, how do I actually find a deal for 70% of what it's worth, right? And so they just have to put in the work, you know? They're cold calling, they're door knocking, and whatever else it takes. There's a lot of ways you can find a deal. But if they hit it for long enough and they stay consistent, they will inevitably always find one.
So do you think there are more deals right now, like in probate or divorce situations or just people in crisis? What do you see as probably one of the highest opportunities right now for investors?
Yeah, great question. There's always good deals that come from probate. Uh-huh. Always good deals that come from divorce. If you can make friends with a divorce attorney, a probate attorney, he's going to be your best friend. Another great source is tax delinquent.
Yeah.
Right?
We've done very well in that in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can go get a tax delinquent list, and nobody's probably going to do this, so I can say it, you know? Just go get a tax delinquent.
And they're coming
list.
Up now.
Go knock on their door.
May and June is when the tax auctions are.
Exactly.
You know, so this is a great time to do it.
And so those people facing that tax auction right now are getting extremely motivated mm-hmm. for a cash deal.
Right.
Right. So you just got to get in front of those people. And a lot of new investors don't know how to do that. They're scared to do that. Mm-hmm. And they're not putting in the work or staying consistent enough. But if you do, you will get a deal. I guarantee you.
So when somebody calls you because they want to utilize you for hard money lending, what do you base your decision on?
Great question. So primarily, I look at the location and the numbers. I don't want to do anything that's rural, and not a lot of lenders do. And the reason for that is there's just less buyers. There's right. less contractors.
Yeah.
There's not a lot going on,
yeah.
right? You're dealing with well and septic issues that we don't want to deal with if we had to take the property back, worst
right.
case. So we primarily want to stay within city limits. So, for example, if it was in Chattanooga mm-hmm. and not right on a highway or something weird like that, and the numbers looked great, it's usually a no-brainer. We don't say no to a lot. If you've got a deal within city limits and the numbers are pretty solid mm-hmm. and you've got enough cash to actually make the monthly payments mm-hmm. and we feel that you've got enough in reserves in case stuff maybe goes over budget, mm-hmm. which, by the way, it always does.
Always does. Always. There's always something. There's always something that comes up, you know,
yeah.
that you go like, oh, Pandora's box. Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable. I mean, even now with probably north of 50 flips under my belt,
mm-hmm.
I just went over budget $60,000 on one,
yeah.
you know, that I didn't foresee. Like,
right.
$100,000 on another here in Chattanooga, found some rot behind some walls.
Yeah,
huge house.
That'll kill you.
Yeah, yeah. That did kill me. I lost a lot of money on that one. But, you know, it happens, and you make it back on the next
that's
one,
right.
and you stay consistent with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. So how do people get in contact with you?
So the easiest way, follow me on Facebook uh-huh. or Instagram, Dan the Hard Money Man.
Dan the Hard Money Man.
Yeah, or you can find me on Facebook, Daniel Beaulieu, or okay. you can just go on our website, longhorninvestments.com.
Uh-huh. Love the name.
Thank you. Yeah, they're based in Texas. That's where the money comes from.
Uh-huh.
And they run a big fund out of Dallas down
okay.
there. So we never run out of capital. We've always got funds to lend, and we're always looking for new investors to help get started.
That's great. Hey, Dan, it's been great talking to you today, and we look forward to getting people to you in the future.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Bye-bye.